我们今天要来查考马可福音所记载关于耶稣受洗的重要意义。
Today we shall study the significance of the baptism of Jesus as recorded by Mark.
首先，请大家和我一起翻开马可福音第一章，马可福音第一章第九到第十一节。
Please turn with me to Mark chapter 1. Mark chapter 1 verses 9 to 11.
我们要起来将这三节经文读出来。
Let us read these three verses.
第九节，那时耶稣从加利利的拿撒勒来，在约旦河里受了约翰的洗。
In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan.
他从水里上来，就看见天裂开了，圣灵仿佛鸽子降在他身上。
Immediately, coming up from out of the water,He saw the heavens opening, and the Spirit, like a dove, descending upon him.
又有声音从天上说，你是我的爱子，我喜悦你。
And a voice came out of the heavens. You are my beloved son. In you I am well pleased.
我相信大家都非常清楚，新约圣经里面四卷被称为福音书的经卷，都是为了向人们介绍耶稣基督救赎的福音。
I believe that everyone is clear on this, that the four books of the New Testament, which are known as the four gospel books, were written to introduce the saving gospel of Jesus Christ to every person.
尽管我们可以说这四卷福音书都是关于神的儿子耶稣基督在世界上的生活，
Although we can say that these four gospel books are about the Son of God, Jesus Christ, and his earthly life,
但是这四卷福音书都不是关于耶稣基督完整的传记。
But they are not full biographies about Jesus Christ.
从一个角度来说，尽管马太福音和路加福音非常简略地记载了关于耶稣基督的降生以及他的童年的生活，稍稍的点到。
Although while Matthew and Luke touched briefly on his birth and childhood,
然而这四卷福音书所主要介绍的只是关于耶稣基督出来传道之后，大约三年，或者有人说三年多一点的时间的这个记录。
But what these four gospel books are really covering are the approximately 3 years or so of Jesus' ministry life out of his adult life.
即便是这样，那么关于耶稣基督在这三年时间里面他行动的记载，他所说的也不是极其的详细。
Even so, the details about Jesus Christ during these 3 years are not comprehensive.
对比起耶稣对门徒对众人的讲论所记载的，这是小小的一部分。
As compared to all his teachings to his disciples, what was recorded about Jesus was relatively little.
你还记得约翰福音，在约翰在他所写的福音书里面最后的一句话吗？
Can you remember the very last statement in the Apostle John's Gospel book?
约翰写了一部关于耶稣基督的福音书。
The Apostle John wrote a gospel book about Jesus Christ.
然后他最后他这样说，他说耶稣所行的事还有许多，若是一一的都写出来，我想所写的书就是世界也容不下。
And towards the end he said, and there are also many other things which Jesus did, which if they were written in detail,I suppose that even the will itself will not contain the books that were written.
然后呢，如果我们从福音书的记载来看，我们也找不到关于耶稣基督身体方面的具体的描述。
And we also cannot find any physical description of Jesus from the gospel books.
而尽管呢，人们可以从福音书里面对耶稣说话行事的一些记载去试图做一些推断。
Although people may attempt to figure it out from Jesus' speech and his actions as recorded in the gospel books,
但是你注意到了没有，福音书的作者们从来 没有直接给出他们个人对耶稣基督的印象。
But the human writers of the gospel books had never given their own personal impressions about Jesus.
他们也从来没有对耶稣的所谓的气质加以描述。
They also did not describe in detail Jesus' temperament.
比如说作为人，那么耶稣在生活当中他喜欢什么呢？他不喜欢什么呢？都没有记载。
For example, as a human, his personal preferences and dislikes were never recorded.
作为人，耶稣的性格到底是开朗的还是一个非常严肃的人呢？
As a human, was he of a cheerful or a serious personality?
他平常说话声音很大呢还是声音很温柔呢？
Did he have a loud voice, or was his normal voice soft?
我们可以从马可福音第六章第三节的记载，众人嘲讽的评论当中得知，耶稣在人们的印象当中，他只是一位木匠。
But we do know that in Mark chapter 6, that from a crowd's derisive comments, that he had been a carpenter.
但是与其他福音书的作者一样，马可也没有谈及耶稣基督生活方面的事情。
But along with other human writers of the gospel books, Mark had never talked about Jesus' personal life.
因为四卷福音书的作者都有一个相同的目标，就是告诉人们关于耶稣基督的福音，而不是关于耶稣基督生平的传记。
Because all four gospel writers had a common agenda, that is to tell the good news about Jesus Christ, and they are not writing biographies to give insight to this man, Jesus.
我们说过，根据福音书的记载，关于耶稣基督生平当中最关键、最关键的信息是他的受难。
As mentioned before, the significance of Jesus' life, according to the gospels,is found in his death.
也就是说，基督就是弥赛亚，基督所带给人们的救赎是透过他在十字架上的牺牲来完成的。
Which is to say that the salvation delivered by Christ comes through his sacrifice on the cross.
耶稣所有的工作以及他的教导都指向了十字架。因此当我们要明白他的时候，我们必须透过十字架来明白。
All the acts of Jesus and all his teachings point to the cross. And if you want to understand all this, it must be understood through the cross.
所以我们说，这就是为什么围绕着耶稣基督受难的记载，从受难周开始一直到他的复活，在几乎在每一卷福音书当中都占了满满的三分之一的篇幅。
Which is why that the period that it revolved around Jesus' crucifixion, which was the period leading from the week leading up to the crucifixion and his resurrection, this period take up an average of a full third of each gospel book.
你注意到了没有？马可除了从他从第一章第一节说提到神的儿子耶稣基督福音的起头，
Have you noticed that Mark at the beginning of his gospel book he mentioned that the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ the Son of God?
接着呢，他从第一章的第二节到第八节提到了主的开路先锋施洗约翰预备他的道路。
And then following on to chapter 1 verses 2 to 8, he talked about the forerunner of the Lord preparing his way.
然后从第九节开始直接就进入了关于耶稣基督的传道的事工。
And then he went straight into Jesus' ministry from verse 9 onwards.
马可关于耶稣基督事工的记载首先是从他的受洗，就是刚才我们读的这三节经文所开始的。
And when Mark wrote about Jesus' ministry, he began with his baptism, which is the scriptures that we had read early on.
从 其他的记载，比如说从路加福音第三章二十三节，我们知道耶稣出来传道，年龄大约有三十岁。
From other places, like for example, in Luke chapter 3, verse 23, we know that Jesus, when he began his ministry, was about 30 years of age.
换句话说，马可直接跳过了耶稣前三十年的生活。从什么时候开始记载呢？从他在公开场合出现开始记载。
In other words, Mark skips all the previous 30 years. And where did he begin his story? He began his story with the Lord's public ministry.
这个公开场合的出现，就是耶稣接受那明确宣称自己不配给他解鞋带的约翰的洗礼。
And this public appearance was Jesus being baptized by John, whom had earlier proclaimed himself to be the one who is not worthy to stoop and untie the straps of his sandals.
第九节，请你注意一个很关键的一个词，第九节，那时耶稣从加利利的拿撒勒来，在约旦河里受了约翰的洗。
In verse 9, please take note of this important word. In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan.
马可首先向他的读者或者他的听众们介绍，耶稣是从他的家乡加利利的拿撒勒来的。
Mark began by introducing to his readers or hearers that Jesus was from his hometown, which is Nazareth in Galilee.
这个来这个字呢，在希腊文原文里面呢 ，echomai 啊，意思就是出现，不是我们中文说来，其实原文的意思是出现。
And this word came in the original Greek echomai, it means appeared. Although it's translated as came, but it really means appeared.
这个字呢，在马太福音里面也出现过，马太福音第三章十三节也出现过。那马太福音是三章十三节说，当下耶稣从加利利来到约旦河，见了约翰要受他的洗。
And this would also appear in the Gospel of Matthew, where in Matthew chapter 3 verse 13 it says, Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him.
这个字呢，希腊文虽然用了另外一个字叫做 paragilomai， 但实际上那个意思是一样的，是耶稣在公众的面前出现，或者说耶稣出现在公众的面前。
Although Matthew used another word paragilomai, but both these words mean the same thing, which emphasize on Jesus' first public appearance.
我们仍要记得。马可福音是写给谁的？写给罗马人的。
We need to remember this. Who is the Gospel of Mark written to? It was written to the Romans.
那罗马人在对犹太的历史啊，对这个迦南地的地理都不是非常的清楚。
The Romans knew little about Jewish history and the geography.
因此在马可的介绍当中特别的说明耶稣是从他的家乡，那么耶稣的家乡在哪里呢？就是加利利的拿撒勒来的。
Which was why Mark began his introduction by specifying Jesus' hometown. And where was his hometown? It is from Nazareth in Galilee.
那在当时那个时候，那个时代，加利利地处在哪里？我们知道加利利地处在迦南地的北边，实际上远离当时以色列的中心。当时犹太人的中心在哪？在犹大省，在耶路撒冷。
Back in those days, Galilee was located to the north of Canaan, and it is also far from the center of Israel, which is Jerusalem of Judea.
那因此，在加利利有许多的外邦人居住在那里。
And Galilee was mostly populated by Gentiles.
有许多的外邦人住在那里。
And many Gentiles lived there.
因此在犹太人当中，加利利实际上被看为乡下人的地方。
Hence to the Jews, Galilee was considered as a place for country people.
加利利甚至在当时啊，被犹太人用来做什么呢？乡巴佬的同义词。说人家是加利利人，就这个乡巴佬。
And back then, the term Galilean was synonymous with the word country bumpkin.
拿撒勒，加利利是一个乡下的地方，可拿撒勒呢，又是在加利利的地区，名不见经传的小村庄。
While Galilee is a country town, Nazareth was a small, little-known village there.
为了这个缘故，在犹太人当中，尤其在耶路撒冷的犹太人，有很多是瞧不起加利利人。
For this reason, many Jews, especially the ones in Jerusalem, looked down on Galileans.
因此，他们更加觉得弥赛亚不可能从拿撒勒这个小地方出来的。
Hence, they thought that the Messiah could not come from a little known place like Nazareth.
比如说，在约翰福音的第一章。
For example, in John chapter 1.
当拿但业第一次听见腓力对他说，摩西在律法上所写的众先知所记的那一位我们遇见的，就是约瑟的儿子拿撒勒人耶稣的时候。
When Nathanael first heard from Philip telling him that we have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph.
约翰福音第一章四十六节，拿但业的反应是什么？他说：“拿撒勒还能出什么好的吗？”
In John chapter 1, verse 46, what was Nathanael's response? He replied, saying, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?"
还有呢，从约翰福音第七章第四十一节也记载着另外一句话。
And also in John chapter 7, verse 41, it also says here,
但犹太人当中也有说的，基督岂是从加利利出来的吗？你是说那个小地方，基督怎么可能从哪里出来？
But some said, is the Christ to come from Galilee? From a small place, small little known place like Galilee?
然而对于罗马的读者，对或者他的听众来讲，马可的用意非常清楚。
But as for the Roman readers or hearers, Mark's purpose was very clear.
马可向他们介绍的福音正是关于这位拿撒勒人耶稣基督所带给他们救赎的好消息。
This gospel that Mark was presenting to them is about the good news of redemption that comes from this Jesus Christ, the Nazarene.
因为拿撒勒人耶稣基督不仅仅是我们的主在地上传道的时候一个常用的称号。
Because not only was Jesus Christ the Nazarene the common designation of our Lord during his earthly ministry,
而这个名拿撒人耶稣基督这个名一直到今天都是跟随耶稣的门徒所依靠的能力和权柄。
And up till today, this name is the power and authority upon which Christ's disciples rely on.
所以当时的犹太人很看不起加利利人，甚至看不起拿撒勒这个地方。
And the Jews back then looked down on Galilee and Nazareth.
但是今天跟随耶稣基督的门徒拿撒勒人耶稣基督，这可是一个满带着权柄满带着能力的一个名，我们主耶稣的名。
But for Christians today, Jesus of Nazareth or Jesus Christ the Nazarene is a name that is full of power and authority.
你还记得吗？在使徒行传第三章记载了一件事情，就是使徒彼得啊，在圣殿有一个门叫美门，在美门的门口呢，他医治了一个生来瘸腿的人。
Can you remember this event in Acts chapter 3, where Peter healed a lame man at the temple's beautiful gate?
你可以从使徒行传第三章第六节看到了这件事情。
We can see this event happening at Acts chapter 3, verse 6.
使徒行传第三章第六节，彼得说：“ 金银我都没有，只把我所有的给你。我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名叫你起来行走。
In Acts chapter 3 verse 6, Peter said, I have no silver and gold, but what I do have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.
结果这个生来瘸腿的人怎么样？就起来就走了。
And what happened to this lame man? He rose up and started and walked.
所以彼得不是他自己有能力，他是我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名叫你起来行走。
It was not that Peter had any power, but he did it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名做事情，就等于完全按照他的旨意来做事情。
To do something in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth is to act consistently with his will.
也就是说照着主耶稣如果在那里他会怎么做，去做，去行使他所赐给的权柄与能力。
Which is to do what he would do if he were here.To act in his authority and with his delegated power.
所以马可一开始向人介绍，你知道耶稣从哪来吗？耶稣从加利利的拿撒勒来的。
So this is what Mark is saying. Where is Jesus Christ from? He is from Nazareth of Galilee.
因此马可想说明了什么呢？任何生命救赎的恩典只能从一个地方来，就是拿撒勒人耶稣基督而来。
As Mark was explicitly telling the Romans that any saving grace can come only from Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
因为他的名是从天上赐下，要救一切信靠这名的人脱离死亡的权柄和能力。
Because his name was given from heaven to deliver all who entrust themselves inonto this name from the authority and power of death.
现在很显然，当耶稣来到约旦河边要接受施洗约翰的洗礼的时候，
Now it is clear that when Jesus came to the river Jordan to be baptized by John,
约翰已经按照神的差派为预备人的心接受基督的救恩传道相当一段时间了。
In being sent by God, John had already been preaching for some time to prepare the people in receiving Christ's salvation.
约翰传扬的信息是什么呢？约翰所传扬的是审判的信息，是关于罪人要面对神愤怒的信息。
What is the message? What was the message that he was preaching? He was preaching a message about judgment, which is a message about sinners who shall face God's wrath.
因此，约翰警告人们，你们要必须逃离神烈火般的审判。
Hence, John was warning people that they need to escape God's fiery judgment.
唯一的途径，怎么逃离神的审判呢？唯一的途径就是以悔改的心承认他们的罪。
And the only way was to repent and to confess their sins.
预备好自己，借着神所设立的弥赛亚免受审判，并且能够进入到他的国度里面。
And prepare themselves for the Messiah that they can enter his kingdom and not be judged by him.
因此我们上次谈过，从第五节，就是马可福音第一章第五节，说犹太全地和耶路撒冷的人都到约翰那里承认他们的罪，在约旦河里受他的洗。
As mentioned last week in verse 5, where we I mentioned that, and in all the country of Judea and all Jerusalem were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins.
现在问题来了。
Now comes the problem.
既然约翰的洗礼是悔改的洗礼，是预备人们的心迎接弥赛亚的到来。
Since John's baptism is a baptism of repentance to prepare people for the coming of the Messiah,
那为什么耶稣要到约旦河接受约翰的洗礼呢？
Then why did Jesus still need to be baptized by John?
我今天从三个方面来跟大家讲解。
I shall explain this from three aspects.
这三个方面告诉我们耶稣受洗的重要意义。
These three aspects show us the significance of Jesus' baptism.
首先第一个方面
First aspect.
请你翻到马太福音第三章。
Please turn with me to Matthew chapter 3.
马太福音第三章，实际上当耶稣来到约翰这里要受他洗礼的时候，约翰已经很不自在，已经感觉察到了具体的问题了。
As a matter of fact, when in Matthew chapter 3, when Jesus came to John to be baptized,John was already uncomfortable because he had already realized a specific issue.
那我们从第七节开始看。
Let us read from verse 7.
当约翰看见许多法利赛人和撒都该人也来受洗，就对他们说，毒蛇的种类，谁指示你们逃避将来的愤怒呢？
Verse 7. When John saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them,You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come?
第八节，你们要结出果子来，与悔改的心相称。
Verse 8, bear fruit in keeping with repentance.
第十节，他说现在斧子已经放在树根上，凡不结好果子的树就砍下来丢在火里。
Verse 10, even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Every tree therefore that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire.
换句话说，约翰看见这许多的法利赛人和撒都该人也来受礼受洗，他很不愿意给他们施洗。
In other words, John saw that many Pharisees and Sadducees came to be baptized, but he was not willing to do so.
什么原因呢？
Why so?
因为接受他的洗礼只是众人内心悔改愿望的外在表达而已。
Because being baptized by John was only an outward expression of the person's inner willingness to repent.
因此约翰告诉他们，假如你们没有内心的悔改，接受洗礼，对你们来说没有任何的用处的。
As what John was really saying to them was, if they don't have the willingness to repent, then baptized by him would be of no use at all.
约翰不愿意给法利赛人和撒都该人洗礼，是因为他们的罪以及他们内心的不悔改。
John did not want to baptize the Pharisees and Sadducees because of their sin and their unwillingness to repent.
那么接下来你再看十三节。
Then look on to verse 13.
到了第十三节，当下耶稣从加利利来到约旦河，见了约翰，要受他的洗。
And in verse 13, then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him.
请问这个时候约翰的反应是什么呢？
At this time, how did John react?
十四节说，你看到了吗？约翰想要拦阻耶稣受他的洗礼。
In verse 14, we can see that John would have prevented him in being baptized by him.
为什么呢？约翰的理由非常的充分，说我当受你的洗，你反倒上我这里来，到我这里来吗？
Why is this so? John had a good reason for it. He said, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?
这里我们又看到了 约翰不仅不愿意给耶稣施洗，甚至要拦阻耶稣，你不要拦阻耶稣接受他的洗礼。
We can also see here that not only was John unwilling to baptize Jesus, he was also even preventing him from doing so.
约翰所表达的意思非常清楚。约翰跟耶稣说，我是个罪人，因此我应该接受你的施洗，你的洗礼，你完全不需要，也不应该接受我的洗礼。
But what John is saying here is very clear. He's actually saying, I am a sinner.Therefore, I need to be baptized by you. And you don't need to, and you shouldn't be baptized by me.
那确实，耶稣反过来要接受约翰的洗礼，根本是一件完全不合理、不应该的事情。
It is a totally unreasonable and should not be the case for Jesus to be baptized by John.
因为约翰的洗礼是预备人的心接受弥赛亚圣灵的洗。
Because John's baptism was a baptism of repentance to prepare the people for the Messiah's baptism of the Holy Spirit.
约翰清楚地知道耶稣是没有罪的，因此他根本不需要接受悔改的洗礼。
John clearly knew that Jesus is sinless. Therefore, he need no baptism of repentance.
从约翰拒绝拦阻耶稣，给耶稣施洗的这件事情，从根本上告诉了我们一个极其重要的真理。John's
refusal to baptize Jesus shows us an important fundamental truth.
也就是，尽管耶稣道成肉身，在地上生活了33年，但是他从来没有犯过罪。
Which is, although Christ came incarnate and lived on the earth for 33 years, he had never sinned.
那就是，就好像希伯来书的作者在希伯来书第4章15节，在圣灵的感动下所写的。
Just as the human writer of the book of Hebrews had written this in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 15 by the work of the Holy Spirit.
希伯来书第4章15节，说因为我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。
Hebrews chapter 4 verse 15, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every aspect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin.
但是这还没有回答我们刚才的问题，为什么耶稣要跑到约翰这里来接受约翰的洗礼呢？
But the question still remains unanswered. Why did Jesus come to John for baptism?
你还记得马太福音13章第3章15节，耶稣是如何回复约翰的申诉吗？约翰拒绝，不愿意给耶稣施洗。还记得耶稣是怎么回复的吗？
Can you remember how Jesus replied John's appeal in refusing to baptize him in Matthew chapter 3?
马太福音3章15节，耶稣回答说：“你暂且许我，因为我理当这样尽诸般的义。” 于是约翰许了他。
Matthew chapter 3 verse 15. But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he consented.
Okay, 耶稣来到约翰这里要受他的洗。约翰说：“不行，不行，不行，我应该受你的洗，你怎么上我这儿来了？”
Jesus came to John to be baptized, and John said, No, I ought to be baptized by you, and now you come to me."
耶稣说， 你暂且许我，因为我理当这样尽诸般的义。
But Jesus said to him, "Let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness."
这里有一个字眼叫尽诸般的义，是什么意思呢？
There is a term here, fulfill all righteousness. What did Jesus mean by it?
这个字眼就是说要完成神所要求的公义的正确的事情。
It means to do everything that was required of, that was rightly before God, and that was righteous before him.
耶稣的话说明约翰是神所差来的传扬悔改的洗礼。 这是神的命令，要求所有的罪人
What Jesus' words are implying, he's implying this. God had sent John to preach the baptism of repentance. This was God's command, and every sinner is required to comply.
耶稣说，既然这是神的命令，那么我，耶稣说了，我作为人的身份，也必须这么做。
Then since this is God's command, then Jesus is saying, as a human, I must comply as well.
耶稣说，我这样做是为了体现对父神的顺服，尽管我是圣洁，是无罪。Jesus
is saying, I do this to demonstrate my obedience to the Father, even though I am holy and sinless.
这是什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
如果你明白 希伯来书第2章17节，你就明白耶稣为什么这么说。
If you understand what Hebrews chapter 2 verse 17 is saying, then you will understand what Jesus is saying.
希伯来书第2章17节， 说所以他指的耶稣凡事该与他的弟兄相同，为要在神的事上成为慈悲忠信的大祭司，为百姓的罪献上挽回祭。
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 17. Therefore, he had to be made like his brothers in every respect, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people.
Oh, 我们现在可以稍稍有点明白了。
Now we can begin to understand this.
正是主耶稣在凡事上与我们这些罪人相认同。
It is because our Lord Jesus Christ, who identifies himself with the sinners like us, in every aspect.
他才体现出大祭司的慈悲忠信，替我们承受十字架的惩罚，为自己的百姓的罪献上了挽回祭。
Now you shall demonstrate the mercy and faithfulness of a high priest.And take on the punishment on the cross in order to make propitiation for the sins of his own people.
Oh, 原来耶稣接受约翰施洗的重要意义根本不是因为他有罪。
Oh, the important meaning of Jesus being baptized by John was not because of his own sin.
耶稣接受约翰的洗礼是因为他要顺服父神的旨意，尽诸般的义，要完成神所要求的正确的事情。
But he did so to obey the Father's will, to fulfill all righteousness in fulfilling all the right things as required by the Father.
哦，原来根本无罪的耶稣就是这样与世上的罪人认同罪人的地位。
Oh, this sinless Jesus identifying himself with the sinners of this world,
用他无罪的身体来替代我们承受罪的严厉的惩罚。
That his sinless body shall take on the punishments of sin in our place.
耶稣原本是无罪的。
Jesus is sinless.
但是他要替我们承受十字架的惩罚。
But he took on the punishment of our sins in our place.
那他要在凡事上与我们相同，认同我们的地位。
And he identified himself with us in every aspect.
那怎么样认同呢？
And how does he do that?
你们罪人都要接受约翰的洗，对吗？
New sinners need to be baptized by John, right?
耶稣说，我虽然是无罪的，我也跟你们一样，我在这件事情上先跟你们认同。
But Jesus said, I shall identify with you, and I shall identify with you for now in this process.
然后呢，当耶稣上十字架的时候，他仍旧与我们认同，取代我们的位置，接受十字架的惩罚。
And when he went up to the cross, he still identified himself and took our place in taking on the punishment of our sins.
Oh, 原来这就是保罗在哥林多后书五章二十一节所说的。
Oh, so this is what Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 2, verse 21.
哥林多后书五章二十一节，神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21. God made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
这里呢有一个双向性的作用。
There is a two-way effect working here.
神将我们的罪加在耶稣的身上，然后呢同时又将他的义加到我们的身上。
GodPuts our sin onto Jesus, while at the same time putting His righteousness onto us.
不过，这是我们今天读了圣经以后才明白的真理。
But this is the truth that we understand only after reading the Bible today.
所以第一个方面，我们讲耶稣为什么要接受约翰的洗礼呢？
First aspect, why did Jesus came to John for baptism.
不是因为他有罪。
Not because he was sinful.
是因为他认同了罪人的地位。
Because he identified with the sinners.
He identified himself
with the sinners.
这是第一个方面。
This is the first aspect.
第二个方面。
Second aspect.
那我们回到马可福音第一章第九节。
Let's come back to Mark chapter 1 verse 9.
假设我想假设一下，假如我们今天是在罗马的听众，我们读到了或者听到了马可福音。
Imagine this: if we were one of Mark's readers or hearers, and we hear his gospel book.
那我们听到说，那时耶稣从加利利的拿撒勒来，在约旦河河里受了约翰的洗的时候。
And we hear him saying, in those days Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan.
或许你会忍不住带着疑问说，哎，等一下等一下马可，而你的福音书不是来告诉我们关于耶稣基督的救恩的吗？
And maybe you might have this question. Hey, hang on, Mark. Isn't your gospel book supposed to be telling us about Jesus Christ's salvation?
你刚刚说明耶稣约翰的洗礼是悔改的洗礼，那么为什么你现在又告诉我们耶稣接受约翰的洗礼呢？
You have just said that John's baptism was a baptism of repentance. Then why are you now telling us that Jesus was being baptized by John?
到底耶稣有什么需要悔改的呢？
What on earth did Jesus have to repent of?
没有，完全没有。我相信马可会这样回答。
I believe Mark would have answered nothing, absolutely nothing at all.
但是马可会接着跟他的听众说，哎，等一下等一下，请你等一下，让我把话说完嘛。
But Mark would have also said, hey, but let me finish.
看看，让我把话说完，看看将要发生的是什么。
Please let me finish and let's see what happens next.
第十节
Verse 10.
耶稣，他就是耶稣，他从水里一上来，就看见天裂开了，仿佛圣灵仿佛鸽子降在他身上。
Verse 10 says, And when he came up out of the water, immediately he saw the heavens being torn open, and the Spirit descending on him like a dove.
十一节又有声音从天上说，你是我的爱子，我喜悦你。
And a voice in verse 11,And a voice came from heaven, You are my beloved son, with you I am well pleased.
马可没有记载耶稣接受约翰洗礼的具体过程。
Mark did not describe the whole baptizing process in detail.
他讲明什么？是，原来是洗礼之后所发生的事情，才是马可记载的重点。
But Mark's focus and emphasis is what takes place after the baptism.
洗礼的结果才是真正向我们显明耶稣是谁。
The result of the baptism was really what reveals who Jesus really is.
第十节有一个非常重要的字眼。
That is an important word in verse 10.
第十节说他从水里一上来就看见天裂开了。
And verse 10 said, And when he came upOut of the water, immediately he saw the heavens being torn open.
这句话有什么重要的意义呢？
What kind of important significance is in this statement?
因为在旧约以赛亚书的64章第一节有一句非常重要的话。
Because there is this important statement in Isaiah chapter 64 verse 1.
以赛亚书六十四章第一节说，愿你裂天而降，愿山在你面前震动。
Isaiah chapter 64 verse 1 says, Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down, that the mountains might quake at your presence.
这就是先知以赛亚呼求神裂天而降来拯救他子民的一句话。
This was the prophet Isaiah's calling out for God to tear open the heavens and come down to save his people.
马可说耶稣从水里上来的时候看见天裂开了，撕裂开了。或许啊，或许马可在写福音书的时候，以赛亚书的这句话正是他对外邦听众或者读者的暗示。
Mark wrote that When Jesus came out of the water, he saw the heavens being torn open. Perhaps when Mark was penning down this gospel book, his statement was to suggest to his gentle readers or hearers,
他说明耶稣身上所显明的正是神的灵裂天而降来拯救他自己的百姓。
To suggest to them is stating that in Jesus, God's Spirit did tear open the heavens and come down to save his people.
马可说当耶稣从水里上来的时候看见天裂开了。
Mark wrote that when Jesus came up out of the water, immediately he saw the heavens being torn open.
裂开什么意思？马可所用的是原文是天给撕裂开了。
What does being torn open mean? Because when Mark used the term meaning being torn open.
或许你没有想到的是，裂开这个字，在希腊的原文呢 ，skinzo 这个字。与马可福音十五章三十八节的裂开是同一个字。
Maybe you have not realized that the Greek term, the Greek rendering for torn open, which is schizo, is the same identical schizo in Mark chapter 15, verse 38.
我们来看看马可福音十五章。
And let's turn to Mark chapter 15.
Mark 福音十五章三十七到三十八节。
Mark chapter 15 verses 37 to 38.
三十七节到三十八节，耶稣大声叫喊啊，大声喊叫，气就断。耶稣的气一断，殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半。
Verses 37 to 38 says, And Jesus uttered a loud cry and breathed his last, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom.
我相信许多基督徒明白，殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半，有什么重要的意义？
I believe that many Christians understand what the curtain being torn in two signified.
圣殿的幔子是将至圣所与外面隔开的，至圣所就是神的名居住的地方啊，所以呢，这个幔子呢，把至圣所和外面完全隔绝开了，人不能随便进去的。
The curtain separates the Holy of Holies, which is the dwelling place of God's name, from the rest of the temple, and people cannot enter by their own will.
唯有大祭司一年才能进去一次。
Only the high priest can enter it once a year.
那如果大祭司有罪，他一进到那个地方，马上会给击杀死掉。
And if there's sin in the high priest, he will be struck dead immediately.
所以每年当大祭司要进到至圣所去的时候
，And when the high priest is there to enter, is entering the holy of holies every year.
Once every 每年一次的时候
，Once every year.
他进去的时候，身上要绑一根绳子。
There will be a rope being tied around his waist.
万一他死了，外面的人好把他拉出来，因为没人敢进去。
In the case that he will be struck dead, then people outside will be able to pull him out.
所以这个幔子表明了人不能直接来到神的面前。
Therefore, this curtain signified that people cannot come before God by themselves.
啊，耶稣的死已将这隔开的幔子除去了，给我们开通了一条直接通向神的途径。
And Jesus' death has removed this separation curtain and gave us direct access to God.
马可受到圣灵的感动，将相同的希腊文裂开 skinzo 这个字用在了两个地方。
By the work of the Holy Spirit, Mark used the word skinzo in two places.
现在请你思想一下，这样一来，耶稣的洗礼有什么重要的意义呢？
Now consider this. If this is the case, then what importance does Jesus' baptism hold then?
按照保罗在罗马书第六章所论述的，真正洗礼的意义代表着什么意义呢？
According to Paul in Romans chapter 6, what does the true baptism represent?
真正的洗礼指向了耶稣的死。
True baptism referred to Jesus' death.
基督徒接受洗礼的真正含义就是与耶稣在他的死和复活的形状上联合。
The Christian's baptism means being united with Christ's death and resurrection.
所以马可说耶稣受洗从水里上来的时候天裂开了。
Therefore, when Mark wrote that when Jesus came out of the water, he saw the heavens being torn open.
到了十五章，马可又说，当耶稣断气的时候，殿里的幔子给撕裂开了。
And Mark also wrote that later on that when Jesus breathed his last, the curtain was torn into two.
也就是说，马可在这里实际上已经为了他福音书所传扬耶稣为罪人受死打下了伏笔。
Which means that at this place,Mark had already prepared a foreshadow of Jesus dying for sinners in his gospel book.
所以你注意的，耶稣受洗第二个，第一个方面是他要与罪人认同。
First aspect, Jesus identifies himself with sinners.
第二个方面，原来他从水里上来的时候天开了，跟他死的时候殿里的幔子裂开，裂成两半的那个撕裂是同一个字。
Second aspect, the word schizo, both in coming out of the water and seeing the heavens being torn open and the curtain being torn into two, are of the same word.
第三个方面。
And third aspect.
马可接下来又说，圣灵仿佛鸽子降在他身上，十一节又有声音从天上说，这是我的爱子，我喜悦你。
And Mark went on to say, and the Spirit descending upon him like a dove. And in verse 11, and a voice came from heaven, you are my beloved son, with you I am well pleased.
这些都是耶稣受洗了之后从水里上来所发生的事情。
All this happened after Jesus came out of the water during baptism.
After
the baptism.
所以我们看见受洗之后有圣灵的同在，也有父神的印证。
We see that after being baptized, the Holy Spirit was with him and the God the Father affirming him.
圣灵的同在向人们显明了耶稣在地上所做的一切事工都是圣灵在他身上显明他神性的工作。
The Holy Spirit with Jesus showed that every ministry work that Jesus did on the earth were in fact the Holy Spirit's work to show Jesus' deity.
而父神为耶稣做见证更加清楚地显明了他就是神的儿子。
And God the Father's affirmation all the more showed that Jesus is the Son of God.
他受洗完了以后有圣灵的同在，有父神的见证。
After the baptism, the Holy Spirit was with Jesus and the God the Father affirming him.
原来耶稣接受洗礼不是罪人所需要的悔改的洗礼。
Jesus' baptism is not the baptism of repentance that sinners needed.
而耶稣接受洗礼可以看作是耶稣基督在地上开始他传道事工的案例里。
We can see as a right to signify his ordination for his earthly ministry work.
而这个案例里是圣灵与父神与基督同在的证明。
This ordination is evidence of the Holy Spirit and God the Father being with Jesus.
父神亲自为耶稣见证说他是父神的儿子，是父神所喜悦的，已经来到世上要完成弥赛亚的工作。
God the Father is affirming Jesus as his beloved son and is well pleased with him whom has come as the Messiah.
这一幕就像以赛亚书42章第一节所预言的。
And this was asprophesied in Isaiah chapter 42.
以赛亚书四十二章第一节说，看啊，我的仆人，我所扶持所拣选心里所喜悦的，我已将我的灵赐给他，他必将公理传给外邦。
Isaiah chapter 42 verse 1, Behold my servant whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations.
原来马可所要介绍的是神的儿子，宇宙的君王，作为神的仆人来到世上，要舍命做多人的赎价。
So what was Mark writing? That Jesus Christ, the Son of God, King of heaven and earth, setting aside his glory to come into this world willingly as a servant of God and to give his life as a ransom for many.
我们一开始提到了，这是耶稣首次在公众场合出现。
As mentioned before, this is Jesus' first public appearance.
你可能已经注意到了，透过耶稣的受洗，我们做了一些个比较。
We have made several comparisons with Jesus' baptism.
我们谈到了耶稣接受水礼、水洗，表明耶稣的死与复，表明我们与耶稣的死与复活联合的比较。
We have mentioned the comparison of Jesus' baptism representing a person's union with his death and resurrection.
我们看到马可记载从耶稣从水里上来的时候，天裂开了，与耶稣断气的时候，幔子裂为两边两半的比较。
We also saw the comparison of the heavens being torn open upon Jesus coming out of the water and the curtain of the temple being torn open at the point of his death.
现在我在请你看第最后一个比较。
Lastly, let us look at the last comparison.
我们刚刚讲过第十一节，父神为耶稣所做的见证，印证了耶稣就是父神的爱子。
As mentioned before in verse 11, God the Father's affirmation of Jesus confirmed that Jesus is the Father's begotten Son.
马可的福音就是告诉人，耶稣就是神的儿子。
Mark is telling all that.Jesus is the Son of God.
那么现在请你翻到马可福音十五章三十九节。
Please turn with me to Mark chapter 15, verse 39.
马可福音十五章三十九节。
Mark chapter 15, verse 39.
对面站着的百夫长看见耶稣这样喊叫断气，就说这人真是神的儿子。
And when the centurion who stood facing him saw that in this way he breathed his last, he said,Truly this man was the Son of God.
这个见证从哪来的？
Where did this testimony come from?
这是从一个外邦人，一个罗马的百夫长口里所做的见证。
It came from a Gentile, a Roman centurion.
马可的目的就是向罗马人证明。
Mark's purpose was to prove to the Romans,
天下人间没有一位像我们的主耶稣被印证是父神的爱子，却自愿来到世上，降卑，成为仆人的。
There is none other like our Lord Jesus under the heavens, who is affirmed that he is God's son and yet humbled himself to be a man's servant.
世上也没有任何一位像他一样的甘愿受辱，甚至死在十字架上来显明他极大荣耀的。
There is none other like our Lord Jesus on this earth that through his greatest act of humiliation, even death on the cross, most glorifies himself.
你明白马可的目的了吗？
Can you now understand Mark's purpose?
我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
谢谢我们的主，谢谢我们的天父，谢谢圣善的灵，透过你的仆人马可写下了马可福音，为的就是将耶稣基督这位神的义仆显明给我们看。 We give you thanks, Father, our Lord and Holy Spirit. Through your selection, throughThe gospel writer of Mark, you demonstrate to us that the purpose of gospel book of Mark is to show us Lord Jesus Christ is the righteous servant of our God the Father. 是的，天下人间没有一位像我们的主耶稣被印证为天父的爱子，却自愿甘心来到世界上降卑成为仆人的。 Yes, there is none like Jesus Christ under the heaven who is affirmed by God the Father as his begotten son, yet humbled himself by being man's servant. 世上也没有任何一位像他一样甘愿受辱，甚至死在十字架上来显明他极大荣耀的。 And there's none like Jesus on this earth. Through his greatest act of humiliation, even death on the cross, mostly glorify himself. 主啊，我们愿一切的荣耀尊贵都归给你的名。 So we pray that all the glory, honor be unto our Lord Jesus Christ's name. 听我们同心合意的祷告，也继续恩待我们对马可福音今后的查考。 We commit our time unto your loving hands because we will keep on going study the book of Mark. May you show your truth unto our hearts. 我们这样祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。 We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.